number 16.
Above TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Skeptic Overview, the one and only show with that champion of truth, free expression, troll-free discussion boards, and great big band hammers. The hero, the legend, the skeptic overlord.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is, of course, the Skeptic Overlord coming to you from the center of the universe, Midtown Manhattan. It's Saturday, December 3rd, 2005. Yes, a Skeptic Overview on Saturday. I actually did one yesterday and encountered some problems. I'll touch on that in a second. But we're going to cover all of the usual items in this Skeptic Overview. It's been 2 weeks, so there's a lot to cover. We'll get into some of the podcasts. I'll look at some threads that I found interesting and some really unique information on something coming soon to the discussion board for our members. And as always, the much anticipated and talked about What the Overlord Thinks is coming up tonight. So hang on. Number 16 is on the way. Okay, so yes, what happened? Yesterday, I did a podcast, and it was really good. It was one of my best ever. But what happened was, as I mentioned in the 2 out of 3 Amigos show, I have a new computer, and it's a brand new high-resolution PowerBook G4, 15-inch, really phenomenal machine. I didn't buy it just for podcasting. I have some other needs for a powerful Mac laptop, rather. And I got a little aggressive with some of the settings in Audio Hijack Pro in trying to create even a more ultimate live workflow. And what happened was there's a setting in here so that if you stop talking, it'll stop recording. It's like an automatic pause. So that gave me a chance to maybe collect my thoughts or look for the right spot in a podcast that I wanted to preview. And what happened? What? I can't talk when... Yes, that's what happened when I played it back. I had the setting a little too aggressive for what the machine thought was silence. So it kept clipping my voice and a number of other things, and it was ugly. So I just deleted that one from the feed, and it is gone from memory. It will not be heard again. I think a few members found it, but that's that. Embarrassment over. Let's get to it.
Above Top Secret Podcasting Review.
Well, it's been 2 weeks since I reviewed some of the podcasts. So what I'll do tonight is just take a stroll down the feeds and see what's interesting over the past 2 weeks. So let's have a look, and why not? Let's start with a conspiracy feed.
As you probably read, this is Thomas Crown, and this is there a podcast, and this is for AboveTopSecret.com. The topic of this conversation is secret societies form.
So Thomas created a podcast venting some of his opinions on what's going on in the secret societies form. This isn't really a conspiracy theory topic, but maybe it could be. Let's have a listen.
The point of the matter is, once again, the board.
Yes.
The board is a conspiracy board.
No.
Not a Mason's Lodge.
Really?
I don't know how to make that any clearer. Yet I still get U2Us from people who don't understand that this is a conspiracy board and not a Mason's Lodge.
I don't know.
I'll say it one more time.
Yes, please.
This is a conspiracy board, not a Mason's Lodge.
So Thomas is getting into sort of venting on what amounts to grab ass in the threads. In the Masons forums, where the Masons are just yucking it up and attacking, in many cases, members that have contrary opinions about Freemasons and so on. So interesting podcast. Have a listen and hear what Thomas has to say on the subject. Now, moving along, let's see what else we have here.
Simultaneously broadcasting from the throne of the north and deep in the middle of nowhere, our hosts Parhesia and Valhal are bringing you the ATS Estrogen Podcast Show and the topics that two dames think we really need to discuss.
So we saw the first edition of AT Estrogen appear.
And Valhal coming to you from abovetopsecret.com. This is our
first episode appeared on the 20th and a couple of replies. A really, really nice podcast.
Highlight and showcase interesting news stories that have been sort of cast aside by the mainstream media but haven't left our minds. And we hope to bring them back to your minds.
So we're anxiously awaiting number two. This is a hint. Number two. Let's get AT Estrogen number two going. Thank you. Okay, moving along.
This is Silent Lone Wolf on AboveTopSecret.com. Reply to How Much Is the Doggies? Gunning for Your Heart and Your Freedom. On the whole media spin thing, I thought this here thread would be a little bit of interest because you can kind of, well, at least I did, you can kind of take where an agenda spin and affected a poll. And it eventually later on affected other stuff outside of it, outside the political arena. Well, not really outside the political arena, but it is.
So Silent Lone Wolf gets into a reply on a really interesting pod thread, Gunning for Your Heart and Freedom, talking about some media spin. And this is reply six, and there's already now seven replies in this podcast.
It's basically an exhibit at a New York museum. Actually, it will be at several museums from what I understand. But it starts out in New York, and it was not able to get corporate sponsors. And I guess in the past,
and he's talking about an exhibit on evolution and how the news story somewhat twisted the facts a little bit and gave the impression to be somewhat other than it really was. Let's see. Next, let's jump to the comedy podcast and see what we have over here. Okay, this is Valhal. Apparently.
This is the Federal Bureau of Insults delivering your latest insult in the form of a breaking story that occurred at least 4 days ago. Apparently, an American Airlines commercial jet did in fact leave the Los Angeles airport, achieve an altitude of at least 5,000 feet over the ocean, and was subsequently almost shot down by a bottle rocket. There will be no further information forthcoming on this incident. We have helped you about as much as we feel like it.
That's
if you
one
have
hell of
further
a
questions,
rocket.
Please feel free to turn your TV back on and continue watching Survivor. Thank you.
This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from
there
below
he is.
Top Secret. My friends, there are sinister deeds in the air.
No.
Sinister deeds. And I believe they have been hatched and brought to fruition by Springer and his nefarious sidekick, Huggy Bear.
Now that I believe.
Yes, this goes all the way to the top, because a skeptic overlord is involved as well.
No!
It started when Springer and the skeptic overlord, they used to have individual podcasts.
Well,
then,
we still
noticed,
do.
They teamed up.
Wait a minute. That's right. Where is Springer's podcast? He's latching on now, isn't he? Yes. He could make a decent podcast on his own. So now he's glomming on to the Skeptic Overlord with this two out of three amigos thing. Yeah, that's it. That must be it. Anyway, I guess it's, I suppose, flattering to learn that when I don't make a podcast, people know. Well, at least Mr. Whoopi noticed. I think he's one of my three listeners and created a conspiracy pod thread on that topic, which was very interesting. So Moving along, let's see what's going on in Fragile Earth.
The next time a flight attendant offers you a drink, she may be trying to decide whether or not to turn you in. Sound like a paranoid thought? Perhaps. But the question you need to ask yourself is, in our rush to respond to a potential global pandemic, are we overreaching? Earlier this week, the CDC held a conference call to provide an explanation to their proposed changes. Once you've listened to the call, ask yourself whether or not their explanations match with the language found in the proposed...
Salome uploaded a great podcast, complete with the audio feed from that CDC conference call that he's talking about, and has turned into quite an interesting pod thread now with 7 replies. So over in the Fragile Earth feed, it's the pod thread titled CDC's Proposed Quarantine Rules. Great pod thread. Have a listen. Really eye-opening.
This is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com.
When did I become so cynical? General feed now.
Was it that moment on the morning of 9/11 when I saw an airplane slam into a building on purpose? Was it later that day when it occurred to me that our government might have played a part in this disaster?
So as you know by now, that's Benevolent Heretic, another interesting podcast from her that has turned into another pod thread. We got a lot of these pod threads just all over the place. There's one here, there's one there, there's just going crazy with the threads. And 4 replies on that since her original post on the 23rd. So again, every feed has pod threads, so it's really good to see the members or the podcasting members embracing that feature.
Hello, Nurky from Relentless on BelowTopSecret.com. Okay, I'll bite. I'll try. I've listened to your podcast. It's a very interesting take on the world. And feudalism. It seems to focus a lot on particular areas, which is striking me as not looking at feudalism in the broad sense.
So, an interesting pod thread, and this is reply number one, and the title of the pod thread, Feudalism as an Ideal World System and Society. So, really interesting points. Let's have a quick listen.
That would improve on the current situation in the world. Certainly not capitalism or communism. Correct me if I'm wrong, but in a feudal society, did you not have a much worse balance of the haves against the have-nots?
I think so.
And weren't the lives of the have-nots, meaning your average man and the general population and the majority of people, living pretty rough?
Yeah, feudalism is great if you're one of the haves. Not so good if you're one of the have-nots. Crazy Jethro has uploaded some music in the member music feed. And here's one called My Own Justice. Let's have a brief listen here. Some pretty good guitar work there. I've listened to Crazy Jethro's uploads and some really good work there. His guitar work actually reminds me of a friend of mine who was the first lead guitarist for the Goo Goo Dolls and decided he didn't want to hang around in that gig. And oh boy, was that a bad decision, huh?
Why not get yourself a little Zed time? Right here, right now.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
And Zedekus returned with another Zed Show.
AboveTopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you the Zed Show. This is the podcast which is not hosted from the center of the universe.
I called him Uncle Blank, insert name here. So he was my uncle, or referred to him that way, and he was a test pilot for Lockheed, which he flew the UTU, or UTU, God, I'm so ATS oriented now at 11 p.m. my time. He flew the U-2 biplane, and for those of you that don't know, that whole program was affiliated with the CIA, so he was, in fact, a liaison to the CIA. He was attached to that group, and actually later on became a consultant. And
another great Zed Show is available in the ATS feed. That's just a brief sample of some of the topics Zed talked about in that one. Have a listen. It's again one of the few. It's one of the few repeating podcast shows on the ATS feeds. We have a few members starting to create a consistent format, and that's really exciting to see. One of the things I'm a little disappointed about is there's nothing since November 1st in the Paranormal and New Age podcast feed. Magic, I know you're back. It's time to kick that feed into gear. All right, I know you're listening, and it's good to have you back in the podcast. So get to work, will you? And one final note on podcasting, everyone, please remember that the Best Conspiracy Podcast Contest is in full voting swing. So have a look at the thread on the podcast contest, and go to the podcast voting page and cast your votes and help your favorite ATS podcaster win a coveted iPod Nano.
What's new at AboveTopSecret.com?
Well, something very interesting is happening. Oh, that came in too loud. Let's lower that. It's supposed to be like down there. Yes, that's better. It's a live recording, folks. Something interesting is on the horizon, and it's actually kind of difficult to explain if you're not really versed in marketing surveys and marketing research. But I've been talking with a number of companies about Above Top Secret and research firms and so on, and most importantly about the kind of audience we have. Now, one of the things that is interesting to note is literally all of the products you see out there and the advertising, the way products are advertised and marketed and packaged and researched is determined by, you know, about 50% of the population, because that 50% is the group that responds to marketing surveys. Half the people just, screw it. No, I'm not telling you what I think. You know, they blow it off and go their way. And I can imagine that our audience here is 100% of that 50%. And that's rather interesting if you think about it. We are the unspoken, the unsurveyed, the undiscovered other 50%. And that's actually quite an interesting thought for some marketers. And really, if you think about it, an interesting thought for ATS members as a group. That contrary 50% could now have a voice. And we are working with one market research firm that is actually interested in what this other 50% has to say on a number of topics that relate to products and marketing and so forth. And it is a chance, literally, for you to have a say and sort of get your opinion heard in a way that is a survey you can trust. If we move forward with this, and it is a marketing survey on Above Top Secret, I will be looking at the code. I will audit all of the code that is presented to members to make sure that there is strict privacy protection and that no information about you is being retained. So that's very important to us, and that will be a key component of approving this marketing survey on Above Top Secret. So that could be coming in the future, depending on how things go. It certainly is an interesting thought that in a reliable and trusted way, you could actually get your opinion out there on what you think on certain products and marketing ideas and what these marketers are doing out down the airwaves and things. So that certainly could be an exciting thing. So keep watch, and we will we'll let you know when that's coming.
Let's see what the members are saying.
So let's go sideways now and have a look at some of the threads. So one of the big threads of the week is in the Aliens and UFOs forum, titled "Postings by Anonymous: Breaking News," and we're into several pages on this thread already. It began on the 30th, and it's essentially some information about a site that just cropped up a couple weeks ago. The URL of the site is, I'm looking at the thread here. I don't remember the URL. yes, let's talk about threads and then not know anything about them. It's serpo.org, and it's a lot of information about what appears to be an exchange program with an alien race on a planet called Serpo, and a lot of information posted by some anonymous figures channeled through a gentleman named Bill Ryan, who created the site. And the thread cycles back and forth between opinions about whether or not this may be a hoax, if it could be real, if it's a little of both, maybe Bill Ryan's being hoaxed. There's a lot of opinions and really a excellent discussion about this topic is going on. And if you haven't caught this thread, it's definitely a must read, especially now that we have made contact with Bill Ryan and are negotiating a couple ways where ATS can be involved exclusively in getting to the bottom of the story. We will possibly have a chance for AboveTopSecret.com members to put together a list of questions and have these anonymous people answer our direct questions. And at least, if we can't go there, at least we will get Bill Ryan into a podcast interview and learn about his side of the story and how this all came about. So stay tuned. We are bringing this special story to Above Top Secret members in an exclusive way. Moving to ATSNN, and I think we'll stay. We'll have a couple threads in ATSNN that caught my eye this week. UFLA. I don't know how to pronounce that member name. I guess it's UFLA. Posted a story way back on the 26th. Bus commuter versus Big Brother. Papers, please. And I'll read the first paragraph. A woman commuting to work in a public bus was arrested after declining to show her ID. The bus stopped at the gates of the Denver Federal Center, which is not a high-security facility, unlike Area 51. A security guard boarded the bus and demanded that all bus passengers show their identifications. Deborah Davis persisted that there were no laws requiring her to carry ID or any papers, so the cops shoved her out of the bus, handcuffed her, and she was charged with federal criminal misdemeanors. Interesting. So this ATSNN thread, and there's a couple other discussion threads on this topic throughout the board, a really important topic, and a lot of interesting discussion there. Please read the thread. It's an important issue, and there's been a lot going on outside of ATS on this topic as well. There is a website created on her behalf, and she's getting a lot of email and requests for public appearances and speeches. And so I, with all that's happening, I wouldn't expect to get her on ATS. But still, it's an important story to follow. Also, another important story to follow that appeared on ATSNN, posted by Fred T, video shows private security contractors shooting up Iraqi drivers. And I also obtained this video and posted a link to the hosted version on ATS because the version originally found is now no longer in existence on that particular website, although there are excuse me, a number of other websites providing versions of this. And really, it does appear to be what they're calling a trophy video, where there's some funky music, disturbingly funky music, I guess you could call it, showing what, it's not clear, but what very well could be these Aegis employees, which are contractors, shooting up the countryside as they drive down roads and shooting at civilians in Iraq. It's incredibly disturbing and causes us to wonder what the hell's going on over there with private contractors and really no oversight over what the hell they're doing. So a really important story, again, on ATS surfacing. Another look at a thread, and this is one that I started. Yes, I'm reviewing my own thread. The title of the thread appearing in Board's Questions of Business is "Some Unexpectedly Banned Members," and poor Thomas Crown. I guess he was a little overwhelmed by all the shiny buttons and toys and features and little dials and gizmos, and then in the excitement to hurry up and ban a member that was causing problems, I guess, you know, he hit the wrong button and accidentally, or is it an accident? I don't know. But anyway, upgraded that member to administrator rather than banning him. Yeah. Now, we have a couple layers of security in place. So really the only mischief that new administrator could cause was assigning some people some ATS points and some applause and warnings and bannings in a couple of cases. And it's a good thing we have logs, because every time an event like that occurs, we can see in the logs that, you know, who does what to whom. And we started to notice that a banned member was, or a member that should have been banned, was banning other people. So we quickly corrected that, but not before a lot of embarrassment. And now, so Thomas is still in the back room. And he's reciting the 11,111 word oath of deadly fealty to ATS. And it takes about 11 days and 11 hours to recite that properly. So once he's finished, he will get all of his toys back, and we'll be back to work. Let's have a look at the complaints forum. it's really a combination of suggestions and complaints. But typically, excuse me, the Bellhaven is coming up. You just heard a skeptic overlord burp. It's the live nature of this recording here. And a lot of things happen in the complaints forum. The first thing that happens quite a bit is council members have a chance to alert us to posts. So there's always council members helping us realize that something's going on, and they can click on a special link on the post, and it says, "Look at this post by so and so," and then we'll have a chance to see what that's about. But we have let's see. There's one I wanted to find. Yes, this actually was moved to the complaints forum. A certain member with Evil Bernie in his avatar posted I guess it ended up being a complaint, and I'll read that. "What's up with the search engine for this site? Honestly, it's pretty pathetic considering it's on the same server as the information you're searching for. As an experiment, I did a search for some terms that I knew I used in my own post for threads, and what I knew are on here, and the search engine turned up zero results time after time." Yeah. Well, we've tried to give you a really advanced Boolean search, and if you use it correctly, it's incredibly accurate and really does bring to the surface some interesting old posts if you search correctly. So I get great results with it all the time. I guess because I know how to use it. So what this means is we need to create a tutorial on how to use that search. And possibly we will be doing that in the near future. We had another complaint about another member being banned. And I'm not going to say who it is. But he's complaining about a member NR being banned. And apparently he believes it's because this member was saying that the U.S. was working with terrorist organizations, and he feels that the NR was banned for saying that in a thread. And first of all, that's not true. He was not banned for that. There were some other events that this member is unaware of that the staff talked about for quite some time. And NR was banned for that. And basically, there was a lot of abuse of other members and circumvention of the censors going on. And that's the reason NR was banned. So, and I believe he was informed so by our friendly and congenial administrator, Thomas Crown. You can imagine how that UTU was. And one more look in the complaints form. Another member complaining, and I'll read the complaint, and we'll keep the member anonymous again. Why is the really above top secret form locked to normal members? Why is there a monthly fee? If this site is about denying ignorance, then you have to stop blocking the masses from certain knowledge. It's just elitism. Yeah, here we go. I guess Every 2 to 3 months, we get complaints about this from new members. You know, there's only so many ways we can get the information out there. I guess it's there's a number of threads on it. It's in the email that members receive when they sign up. It's in the Zedekus links. So here we go again. The really above top secret forum is a place for members to post what they believe to be sensitive information or perhaps interesting information that might be linked back to them personally and post it out of the way of search engine spiders. This way, everything in that forum is invisible to Google, Yahoo, and all of the other search engines. So it's a safe place to post things like that. And to keep it from being a free-for-all, we just have a nominal fee of ATS points to get in there and post. So that's it. That's all there is to it. And I hope that clears it up. At least
what the Overlord thinks.
At least for the next... I hit that button too fast. At least for the next few months. So what the Overlord thinks. We have another thread that is rather interesting that appeared in ATSNN. And Shots posted this. And the subject is Boston City Officials Say It's a Holiday, Not a Christmas Tree. And I'll read the first paragraph of the post here. Christian religious leaders across the United States are disturbed by what appears to be yet another attempt to kill expression of the Christian faith and to dissolve all religious meaning from the observance and celebration of Christmas. Condemnation of the city's renaming of the Boston Christmas tree to Holiday Tree is coming in from all over the country, and Liberty University President Jerry Falwell has threatened to file a lawsuit over the controversy. The grower of the tree, Donnie Hatt, told a Canadian newspaper, "If they decided it should be a holiday tree, I'll tell them to send it back. If it was a holiday tree, rather, you might as well put it up at Easter." Well, here we go. Now, I was brought up in a devoutly Christian family, and I actually studied the Bible for a time and became rather involved in the church for a brief moment. And I don't ever recall a Christmas tree being a symbol of the birth of Christ. It could be me. I maybe was not going to the right Sunday school classes or something, but the Christmas tree was not pivotal to celebrating the birth of Christ. That's what I. It's pivotal as a place under which to put the presents that you bought for the commercial side of Christmas that you're giving each other. And I guess the wise men bringing their presents is supposed to be one of the potential inspirations for that act. Whether or not that's true remains to be seen. But come on. These are idiots. These are freaks. These aren't Christians. This Jerry Falwell's a freak. He's not trying to do anything important other than get attention for himself. And all of these other people, these idiots that are trying to get attention to their cause and proclaim to the world that they're Christians, and they want other Christians to realize that they're standing up and protecting their other Christians from these acts that could potentially dilute their faith and put an end to the celebration of the real meaning of Christmas. This is just crazy. Crazy. Because Jerry Falwell is threatening to spend money to file a lawsuit. Now, let's pause here for a second. Christ was, there's a lot of controversy all over the place about who he was, what he meant. And there's certainly multiple versions of Christianity, just as there's multiple versions of Judaism and Islam, based on different attributes of what he said or didn't say. But you can condense it down to one thing. He was a pretty decent guy who had some good stuff to say. And generally, if we follow most of what he said, we'll be pretty good people. And it's not so bad to celebrate the birth of this guy, who ended up being very important for a lot of people. So, I mean, that's simplifying it, but I'm simplifying it for a reason, because that's really, from a Christian standpoint, what this day, Christmas, is about. And having a Christmas tree or a holiday tree is not going to change that. Not having a tree isn't going to change that. Putting up an aluminum pole and calling it Festivus is not going to change it. What's happening is these people are taking this cause and drawing attention to themselves, not drawing attention to what it should be. Falwell should be taking that money out of his ass that he's going to use for the lawsuit and putting it to use. There's a lot of charities right now that are trying to service the poor people throughout communities across the United States, across the world, really, that are now in trouble because there is charity fatigue from the tsunami and from the Hurricane Katrina. There's a lot of people that are no longer giving because they already gave. So this time of year, there's a lot of charities and soup kitchens and Habitat for Humanity that are in trouble because the giving has stopped or it's dwindled off. And now we have this Christian idiot who's going to use money to sue people because of the name of a tree? That's just crazy. That's not Christmas. I'm an atheist now, but I can tell you one thing. That's not Christmas. And he's just drawing attention to himself, as are all these other people. It's stupid. Whether or not it's a Christmas tree doesn't matter. That's not going to change what Christmas means. It's not going to change how you should celebrate Christmas. Well, I had my little rant there, didn't I? So I guess that'll be the end of Skeptic Overview 16.1, and I'll see if this one turned out any better than the other one. I could just be yelling at myself here and again, having another podcast that no one hears. So thanks for listening. I think there's 7 of you now that listen to this podcast. At least it's good practice on the new Macintosh. I will be doing another one next week, and we'll have another 2 out of 3 Amigos coming up soon. So that's it for now. Thanks for listening. Keep podcasting. Don't forget about that podcast contest, and go over there and vote for your favorite podcasters. We will be having another podcast contest coming up soon. So keep that in mind. Think about what you might do. And keep podcasting and keep posting.